This is episode 124 of UFO Encounters. In this episode, I'm reading from Samantha Liefke's book, Born Awakened, An Otherworldly True Story. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. I'm going to be reading from a chapter entitled Seeing the Others, and this is what Samantha has written. I was outside with the family, enjoying the gorgeous weather on a clear day in April 2024. Mark and I pushed the kids on the swings as we faced the front field. Looking out over the tall grass brought back a memory we could never forget. We started talking about the rainbow that had once appeared above that very field, just moments after we spoke about the one that surrounded our vehicle when we first moved in together. As we reminisced, we felt God's presence all around us. We stood there, appreciating the beauty of nature and the warm breeze, with smiles on our sun-kissed faces. Moved by the moment, Mark and I called out to God, asking him to show us a sign. Over the next few minutes, we paid attention to the blue sky above, and the kids did the same. It was just after 3 p.m. when out of nowhere, a white triangular object headed our way at low altitude. It moved faster than any plane, gliding silently across the sky and passing just above the tree line beside us. We could clearly see the shape of the large wingless triangle. It made no sound at all, not a hum, a rumble, or vibration accompanied its incredible speed. Living in a quiet rural area, we can hear even the faintest planes at high altitudes, and this glowing object was relatively low. Even though I was sure I wasn't looking at a man-made craft, I checked the flight tracker anyway. There was nothing that flew anywhere near us. The mysterious white triangle made our day, and I have the feeling we'd be seeing more of these anomalies. When May came around, I saw something strange in what I believe was a dream. It began with opening the front door and stepping into the yard. Looking out into the moonlit field, my eyes caught the top of a bald head moving back and forth in the tall grass. The grass stood about 3 feet high, just enough to conceal most of the figure. Then, the grey being darted across the entire field and out of sight. I wasn't afraid, but I felt uneasy. I didn't know what this thing was doing, running around so frantically. Soon after, I had a reality-shifting out-of-body experience. I walked through my house and approached the window by the front door, where Mark and I had seen the ball of light on so many occasions. Several grey aliens stood in the grass, wearing one-piece bodysuits. Strangely, I wasn't surprised, but felt the need to check the other windows. Through each one, I saw more of them. Spindly grey aliens with bulbous heads, hairless grey skin, and large black eyes. They seemed to have nothing to do, as if they were waiting for someone, maybe for me. Small groups lingered around the house, staring at each other and scanning the area with their unblinking eyes. Somehow, I understood that they couldn't come inside. The sight was bizarre beyond description, yet deeply familiar. Why were they gathered around my house? I don't think encountering these beings after the UFO incident is a coincidence. Are they gradually revealing themselves? Or is it finally time for me to view those who've always been around? People across the world have seen them for centuries. These entities are not bound to the physical world the way we are. They move between realms at will, appearing only when they want to be seen. It's said that we also have this ability, though over time we forgot how to access it. Some reports even suggest that these entities act cautiously around us. Would they fear us if we awakened our true abilities, or would they rejoice? Only a month later, on the evening of June 10, Mark took the kids outside to play on the swings while I sat back on the deck working on this book. I was about 1 week into bringing this story to life, and I had no idea how much I'd fallen in love with sitting out in nature while writing. Reclined in a chair with my laptop, I listened to the kids laughing on the other side of the house. The warm air carried a sense of divine love, and I soaked it up as I wrote. After a while, I heard Mark call my name, followed by the kids shouting, "Mom!" I closed my laptop and ran down the deck to see what was happening. They were pointing at the sky, where a large elliptical-shaped object was quickly flying into view from the northeast. Mark told me they had asked God to show them something amazing, and he believed this was the answer. The object began at a high altitude, far off in the distance, but within seconds it was directly above the four of us. I stood beside the forest as the white ellipse flew overhead, now at a surprisingly low altitude. When it reached us, it slowed dramatically, almost stopping in midair. From where we stood, its elliptical shape was clearly visible. It had no wings. At 7:56 p.m., the UAP hovered over the house, gliding southwest in slow motion. I ran back onto the deck and watched the mysterious object drift across the sky over the back of our property. The evening was calm, and not a single sound came from the craft, not even a faint hum. It continued slowly until it passed our property line, then suddenly accelerated and disappeared into the southern distance. Naturally, I checked to see if any aircraft had flown over us during that time, but there were none. In fact, there were no flights anywhere near our location between 7:36 p.m. and 8:22 p.m., let alone directly over our house. A couple of weeks later, around 5 p.m. on June 23, I was walking down the hallway when I stopped just outside my daughter's bedroom doorway. Something beyond the house caught my attention, but not through sight. I felt a strong urge to turn my head toward the window on the far side of her room as I passed by. My mind received a signal. Perfectly within my line of sight was a huge white object hovering above the grass in the corner of the front yard. It had the appearance of a soft, cloud-like mass, but its shape was a perfect ellipse. Was this the same ellipse we'd just seen in the sky days earlier? Suddenly, it lifted from the ground in a diagonal motion toward the forest, then ascended above the trees. My jaw dropped. I rushed to the window and searched everywhere for any sign of this strange object, but it was gone. Then I returned to the hallway and stood at the exact spot where I'd first seen it, determined to rule out any possible reflection or trick of the light. I repeated the movement several times, carefully checking the window and surroundings from every angle. No matter what I did, nothing could account for what I had seen. I was baffled. A large ellipse really hovered in my front yard and rose above the forest. It's no coincidence that I happened to walk by the perfect window overlooking the exact part of the front yard where it was hovering. Was the craft waiting for me to see it, or was I never meant to? Honestly, I don't believe those who show themselves from other dimensions ever do so by accident. Later that day, I went outside with a measuring tape and a set of flags to estimate the length of the ellipse. I moved back and forth between the house and the yard, placing the flags where I believed the ends were, then stepping inside to check whether they were aligned with what I'd seen. After a few adjustments, I finally had it right. It was 27 feet long. The ellipse in my yard makes me think of the ghost-like mass captured on my trail camera at 1 a.m. in the morning of St. Patrick's Day. They were both a translucent white colour and round in shape. Both appeared floating through the same spot, where the corner of the front yard meets the field, roughly 15 feet from the forest. The UAP I saw in the sky with my family, however, was solid white rather than translucent. It shared the same perfect elliptical shape as the one in the yard, though. It makes me wonder if all three sightings were the same presence. I've never felt threatened by these bizarre things. Instead, I'm glad to be in contact and grateful to witness them. The more they reveal themselves, the more I desire to understand this beautiful life. And a great way to support the podcast is to sign up to Patreon. If you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/alienufopodcast. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. and thanks for listening.